on Thursday night at 9 on BBC Two and BBC iPlayer.
This is BBC Radio 3. Julian Joseph is here in an hour's time with this week's J to Z. Today featuring highlights of a concert by the bassist Linda May Han Oh. That's at 5 o'clock, and then our opera on 3 this evening is Handel's Agrippina, recorded last week at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, with the cast led by Joyce DiDonato. Curtain up on that here on Radio 3 at 6:30 this evening. But now it's 4 o'clock, and that means it's time for Music Planet with Lopa Katari.
القبات الزرقاء المعملي ذات النجوم القبات الزرقاء شجرة الغرابة وظلها سودا من يعرف حماية هواك لنقى شجرة الغرابة وظلها سودا من يعرف حماية هواك لنقى
The voice of the desert there, acclaimed Sahrawi singer and activist Aziza Brahim, and Layl from her album Sahari, due out on the 15th of November on Glitterbeat Records, jointly produced with Spanish rocker Amparo Sanchez. It's a beautiful album of songs of sorrow, but also of hope. Brahim is here in the UK at the moment. She'll be at Turner Sim Southampton tonight and at the Musicport Festival in Whitby tomorrow. Hello and welcome to an hour of globetrotting with me, Lopa Katari. Coming up this afternoon, we've got tracks from the DRC's Bantu Mental, Afghanistan's Elana Sorour with Kefaya, and a double header of music from Haiti, Plus, Zap Mama, that groundbreaking group from Belgium, is today's classic artist. Right now, though, Pour Me a Grog. That's the title of an album out next week on Ostinato Records, exploring and rejoicing in the music of Funana. Driven by the accordion, this was music that fueled the fires of anti-colonial revolt in Cape Verde in the second half of the 20th century. The eight tracks on the compilation focus on the resurgence of the Funana style during the first democratic election campaigns of the 1990s. Tracks like this from Chota Swari and Shando Gracioso. It's called Naboy.
Caña, cano de canto.
One of eight tracks on Pormir Grog, the Funana Revolt in 1990s Cabo Verde, released this coming Friday on Ostinato Records. And that's a label we featured quite a few times on the programme over the last couple of years. You might remember Sweet as Broken Dates, the Grammy-nominated album of rare Somali music. And we're hoping to catch up with the man behind the label, Vic Sahoni, in next week's Music Planet. Now, 2 weeks ago, Tuvan Trio, Alash, were live in session on the programme and talking to Catherine Tickell. You can still hear it via BBC Sounds, and it includes a fascinating interview that Catherine did with their manager, Sean Quirk, about the complexities of throat singing and the way of life that's given rise to this extraordinary and soulful music. Well, here's another track from the session that we save for today's programme, and it's called Ancestors.
Thank you.
Wara, the opening track on Habib Kouaté's album Kharifa. This is a man who takes his time. It's only his sixth album in about 25 years, but well worth the wait. That track had additional vocals from Toumani Diabaté's nephew Mbuyi Kouaté. And actually, the album is quite a family affair, featuring many of Mali's leading singers and musicians, husbands and wives, nieces and nephews, brothers and sisters. And that leads rather well to our classic artist today, the sisters in song Zap Mama. The founder of the group, Marie Dawn, grew up in Belgium, having fled Zaire, now DRC, with her family. She had hopes of being an Olympic athlete, but after a trip to England, music became her calling. It was there that she discovered Bob Marley, the Beastie Boys, Run DMC. Back in Belgium, she started beatboxing and incorporating African harmonies with her sister, and Zap Mama was born. Dawn gathered a group of five female singers, all sharing her mix of African and European origins. She says, "I wanted to show the world the capacity of five women exploring our voices and our minds, nothing else." Their first concert was in 1989, the first album in 1991. Here's a track from that debut album, which is to receive a special vinyl reissue next month on Crammed Discs.
Jeng 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 kalengela kati kalengela sabalakata kagulu kalala kamwenye kitululu kamwenye kitululu filapo jeng 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 kalengela kati kalengela sabalakata kagulu kalala kamwenye kitululu filapo jeng 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 kalengela katika lengela sabalakata kagulu kalala kamwenye kitululu filapo jeng 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 kalengela katika lengela sabalakata kagulu
Zap Mama are classic artists on the programme today, and a track from their debut album that's due to be re-released on vinyl as Adventures in Afropaea next month. Well, staying with the Congolese connection, welcome to the Kinshasa rave that is Bantu Mental. With DRC origins and living in Paris, like Zap Mama, they are Afropaeans. Have a listen to this, Magnifique Maestro, from their forthcoming self-titled debut album due out next week.
C'est bon, magnifique maestro, man. Let's go. Kitaka. big maestro, man. Let's go. Kitaka. Pretty little boy.
چشمانی سیاهی زاغ داری، شنیدم با رقیبم کار داری، فراموشم مکن ای نوری دیده، که هر چند عاشقا بسیار داری.
Well, after Bantu Mental, we heard Kefaya and Elaha Soror and a song from their new album, Songs of Our Mothers. They did a fantastic session for us last month, and if you missed it, there might still be time to hear it on BBC Sounds. This is Music Planet with me, Lapa Katari, and time now for a pair of tracks with a Haitian connection. Lacou Music are a roots collective from Haiti, and they've been collaborating with musicians from the New Orleans music scene for their new album, Haiti Nola. Guests include trombone Shorty, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and on this track, vocalist Cyril Neville. This is Sana Kenbe.
Pop palo côté dit ça eh bois il est dit ça c'est vrai papa le côté dit ça eh bois il est dit ça ça la que bébé qu'il dit nous ça la que bébé qu'il dit nous ça la que bébé pays nous ça la que bébé saka itil nous ça la que bébé quebe fierté nous ça la que bébé quebe principe nous ça la que bébé quebe histoire nous ça la que bébé combine nous
Papa loco te disa que je viva yo move retire da popola ki te mete da popan deka deka sala ke me
A double header of Haitian music for you there. Roots revival big band Lacou Musique teaming up with some of the big names of New Orleans for their latest album, Haiti Nola. Followed by Canada's Melissa Laveau, another artist exploring her Haitian roots. If you're in London tomorrow, you can catch Melissa at the Jazz Cafe in Camden. I'm Lapa Katari and you're listening to Music Planet on BBC Radio 3 and BBC Sounds. Don't forget, you can listen to any edition for 30 days and there's our regular podcast, The Music Planet Road Trip, which samples the local music scene in different locations around the world. Next week, Beto Arcos reports from the Corrientes and Misiones area of Argentina on the folk style chamamé. Chango Spasiuk is a modern exponent of that accordion-based style. Here he is with Give and Take from his album Sounds from the Redland. Wonderfully wild and wacky. Los Piranhas from their album Historia Natural, out now on Glitterbeat. This is a group of old school friends who went on to become three of the leading musicians in Colombia in their own right, together reinventing cumbia for the 21st century. Before that, we heard a taste of next week's Music Planet road trip from Argentina. That was Chamamé accordionist Chango Spasiuk. Now, just a few weeks ago, I was on my own road trip to the Grand Canyon in Arizona. As my soundtrack for this adventure, I took a new album on the ARC label called Onktupka, Sacred Music of the Hopi Tribe. Onktupka is, in fact, the Hopi word for Grand Canyon. Well, I stood there looking at this incredible expanse of the natural world with this haunting sound in my ears. It's a performance on the ancient long flute of the Hopi tribe by Gary Stratsos, and it's a piece dedicated to the Yamtaka, a sacred site within the Grand Canyon, also known as Vasey's Paradise.
Thank you.
music from Trio Dour, three brothers from Flanders in Belgium, and a new track from them called Innsbruck, dedicated to the Austrian city and the audience they played to there on a tour last year. And that's nearly it for today's Music Planet with me, Lopa Qatari. Do join me at the same time next week if you can. To end the programme this afternoon, I want to pay tribute to an extraordinary musician, Ginger Baker, who died earlier this month, aged 80. He made his name as the drummer in the legendary band Cream, alongside Jack Bruce and Eric Clapton. And whilst commercial success eluded him as a solo artist, he continued to be an inspiration to generations of drummers. After Cream split up at the end of the 60s, Baker went to Nigeria, where he immersed himself in the music scene there, recording with and producing Fela Kuti. And we're going to hear a track from a live album Baker did with Fela Kuti in 1971. Now, whilst Baker was eccentric, hard to get on with, and as he admitted himself, led a pretty self-destructive life, no one could fault his musicianship. Tony Allen, Fela's regular drummer, says he understands the African beat more than any other Westerner. Praise indeed. So here's Ginger Baker with Fela Kuti on a track that Fela dedicated to his dear friend.
Cootie in 1971 with the drummers Tony Allen and Ginger Baker, ending this week's Music Planet, which was presented by Lopa Katari and produced by Felix Carey. Handel's Agrippina is our opera on three this evening, a recording made last week at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, with a cast led by Joyce DiDonato in the title role. That's at 6:30. But now on BBC Radio 3 at 5 o'clock, it's time for J to Z.
Hello and welcome. I'm Julian Joseph. Coming up, concert highlights from virtuosic bassist Linda Mahan-Oh. But first, brand new music from innovative US piano trio The Bad Plus from their forthcoming album Activate Infinity. This is The Red Door.